ties, accusing Qatar of supporting extremism. Thousands of people from across the New York City area turned out yesterday for the annual Celebrate Israel parade on Fifth Avenue. This woman watching the parade says,
"It's so important for us to come and show our solidarity with the land of Israel and show our support for all of our soldiers out there, for our community, for our nation."
New York's Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio among the marchers, many of whom were waving the Israeli flag and were dressed in blue and white. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says the U.S. will still lead the world in fighting climate change, even though the president's pulled us out of the climate agreement.
"We will always be a leader in the environment. That's what we do. That's who we are."
Ambassador Haley spoke on CNN's State of the Union. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump's expected to unveil a plan today that would privatize America's air traffic control system. Under one House Republican proposal, the FAA would retain oversight of air traffic control while removing 30,000 workers from the federal payroll. Trump is set to announce the plan today in the Rose Garden. NATO Secretary General saying European nations are doing their part to meet President Trump's demands that they pay their fair share to be part of the alliance. Here's more from Chuck Carroll.
Jens Stoltenberg issued a response to the president's request, saying it is in Europe's best interest to increase military spending.
"It has helped to convey a very clear message about the need for increased defense spending across Canada and Europe."
Stoltenberg tells CBS's Face the Nation that more nations this year or next will be meeting the target of 2% of their budgets for military equipment and training. Trump, on his recent trip to Europe, told member nations they were slacking by not paying the minimum budget requirement.
And opening statements are expected today in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial in Pennsylvania. Cosby accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University worker in 2004. He's been accused of similar assaults by dozens of women, but this is the only one that can be criminally prosecuted because of the statute of limitations. And reminding you again, you can get us online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
All right, our local weather here today at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. 60 degrees outside our studio right now. Today, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Again, low in the upper 50s. Tuesday, chance of showers and then possibly a thunderstorm later on in the morning. Highs will be in the 60s. Again, Tuesday night, chance of showers. And into Wednesday. And Wednesday night, Thursday, same thing. Looks like a little bit of rain. Chance of rain, 30% or so each day. Highs in the 70s, low in the 50s. But clearing up Friday, but possibly rain on Saturday. And then Sunday, sunny again. We'll see how this flies. But looks like we're going to get some good variety of little moisture for the crop this week. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning or afternoon, if you happen to be listening to this later. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table, here every Monday, and forever and ever on Rewind and the archives at 100inchamberradio.com, talking about food and beverages and food holidays, and little tips here and there, tips from behind the swinging doors, as we like to say. And, I don't know. Food's always good to talk about, right? I find even in restaurants, when you're at table, oftentimes, first, of course, you discuss what you're having, but then oftentimes comparisons come up in other places you've had the same dish or similar dish, or it reminds you of something. But food invokes many memories. That's why sometimes things, especially, I think, with wines, don't always taste quite the same, even though you buy the same one. And obviously vintages are different, but sometimes the occasion and your state of mind might make it taste even better. Let's see what's coming up. June is dairy month. We're going to talk a little bit about dairy today. We just, a couple of days ago, of course, egg day, eggs and dairy, always, of course, they're usually together in the supermarket. Always two complete proteins, eggs, milk, or at least good sources of proteins in the case of milk, vitamins, essentially salts, things like that. You know, that's why we let babies drink it, right? It's good for you. And next week, Pete Nercio is going to be here from the spice company, Black River, and we're going to talk about cayenne pepper and its uses. That should be interesting. Pete's well-versed in the origins and all the ins and outs, chemistry of the way spices work, and, of course, we'll figure out some neat things to do with cayenne pepper and even find where it works where you might not think it will. And also, what's coming up, let's see, Hunterdon County Business Summit. It's Friday, June 9th, 12 o'clock noon at the farmhouse at the Grand Colonial. $35 a person. Dr. Vijay Swarup, keynote speaker. And he's vice president of research and development for ExxonMobil Research and Engineering Company. Going to be a town hall discussion of critical issues that will lead to Hunterdon's future success, led by a distinguished panel of industry experts. So if you have any interest in the stake of the future of Hunterdon County, you may want to check this out. Hopefully it'll be recorded in some form so people could hear it afterwards. Might be a good idea. All right, so dairy month, what do we mean dairy, right? Milk and all its products, butter. And of course, milk, many different types of milk out there nowadays. Probably a fair amount of the population we become lactose intolerant. Lactose is the sugars that are in milk, and they're kind of hard to digest. After maybe 2 or 3 years old, and except in cooler climates where, you know, mankind developed kind of a way to digest the milk because it gave calcium and the vitamin A, vitamin D, things that they weren't getting from the sunshine. So in a way, evolution kind of helped out with that. But lactose, if you find a lot of adults probably in the world, you know, just don't break down that milk well. Now, cheeses, on the other hand, the sugars are all gone from that point because cheese, of course, is fermented. Bacteria kind of feed on that sugar, so the lactose is pretty much gone. So you can be lactose intolerant but still enjoy a nice natural cheese. If you have an allergy to the proteins, however, then different story. Although there are many forms of milk out there. Now we have almond milk, soy milk, coconut milk, other alternatives there, so you can still get that nice, that feel of the dairy. What really helps with dairy also, when we get to things like butter and heavy cream, is that mouthfeel. It kind of helps spread flavors around. In the case of very spicy food, of course, dairy products are what kind of cool the heat a little bit. You don't get it by drinking a lot of water or beer. If you got something capsaicin, any kind of chilies, spices like that, a nice glass of milk is the way to cure that. Or a little bit of cheese. That's why oftentimes you'll see cheese with spicy foods. So being Dairy Month, of course, it's we're just going to discuss a few basics here. Most of us have milk and or butter in our refrigerators. And when we were growing up, we had to use margarine a lot for cooking just for cost reasons, although butter was on the table with the bread. It's interesting, margarine was developed by the French. Of course, they came up with pasteurization and homogenization, but they needed an inexpensive spread that was made out of some kind of edible oil. And I think the Greek... it comes from Margaret. Anyway, referring to Margaret, if you're listening, Margaret, the term margarine kind of derived from that. And it was heavily taxed. It was looked on, you know, the dairy industry lobbied against it and calling it a drug and everything else. But, you know, it was good for cooking. Now, we found recently, of course, the margarines that are solid with the trans fats in there, hydrogenated fats, are not always that good for you either. Probably the best ones to get are in the soft tub form, maybe made with a good olive oil or something like that. But anyway, the real thing, butter is an emulsion, the way we buy it. We buy it unsalted or salted. Salted butter, of course, I think that's a lot of times the craving for butter when we put it on vegetables and baked potatoes and things like that, is because it's got salt. We crave the salt that's in there. Salt preserves the butter. Unsalted butter will normally be a lot fresher, and you can tell it does need to be refrigerated, or it can even be frozen. It will go rancid after a while because it does not have that salt in there. And you look for butter, again, sometimes there might be a little coloring in it from the annatto seed, just nice red, you know, it gives it, we put it in cheese and things like that. But pretty much consistent color, you know, depending on what the cattle are ingesting. I know the milk, when I lived in Lake Placid, the milk in the from the local cows there was very yellow. They had to actually mix it with some milk from outside the area. Otherwise, it would look a little strange. It wouldn't be nice and white, but just because of the diet of the cows, colored the milk, very rich in butter fat. And this is, after all, we're trying to get. When we get butter, all milk has the milk fat in it. Regular milk is about 4%. There's dried milk, and usually non-fat dry, because if there's fat left in there, it can go rancid. Non-fat dry milk is shelf-stable, meaning you don't need refrigeration. We used to mix that, the rehydrated non-fat dry milk, with the whole milk. not realizing my mother was coming up with a what's called a 2% milk nowadays. So 2% milk is only half the fat. Regular milk only has 4%. When you get to light cream or half and half, it's about 16-18% milk fat, and then of course your heavy cream can be anywhere from 36-40% milk fat. Milk fat, butter fat, same thing. And usually price follows the amount of butter fat in there. Butter is an emulsion. It's about 20% milk solids and water. That's why when you melt it, it kind of sizzles for a little bit. That's the water boiling off. We're going to have to break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back, and we'll do a couple of things with butter. We'll do a basic bechamel sauce with our milk, and then use our butter in a couple of good ways. And it's pretty much basics, but actually good cooking, some good foundations may help. And then later on, we'll maybe come up with a couple of solutions for quick weeknight dinners at Chef Bill's Table. Are
you reeling in the yeast? You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The stars. All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's Table. We're going to make some bechamel sauce. Bechamel is one of the classical mother sauces, as we use that term. It's a basic sauce that many variations can be made from. So when we train our new cooks in sauce making, this is one of the bases that you have. We always keep some on hand at the restaurant. Use it for cream spinach and other things. We always have a little bechamel on hand. One of those, for us, it's a pantry staple, I should say. And it's basically just thickened milk. And if you're using 2%, fine. What I like to do is add a little half and half to it to bring up the fat content. Whole milk is good for this. The 4%, although once you make the bechamel, it's thickened up, you can actually add some heavy cream and make it a what we call a cream sauce. It's thickened with what's called roux or beurre manie. Irmani is the same as roux, except it's not cooked. Roux is fat and flour. The Birmani, of course, is soft butter and flour mixed together in equal proportions. Birmani is nice because you can make little bits of it. You're going to incorporate the flour and soft butter together, and you can just drop it right into sauces to kind of finish them off. Great, again, thing to have on hand. Classical kitchens always have a little bit on hand just in case the sauce isn't quite thick enough. It'll finish it quickly. However, if you're making with a roux, and you see most of your recipes will call for this, melt some butter. It takes about, you know, probably for a cup of liquid, you might need a 1.5 tablespoons of butter or oil for a thin white sauce. Maybe if you remember proportions, this is one of the handy things with cooking also, that if you remember proportions, you don't need to rely on recipes so much. So if you know that basically a couple of tablespoons of butter and a couple of tablespoons of flour will make enough thickener for one cup of liquid. So if you need, you know, 4 cups of liquid, you just scale it up accordingly. If you want it thicker than that, you'll add a little bit more of the roux or the Birmani. So roux now calls for melting butter. And here's where a lot of times I'll use a neutral oil like canola oil, even if it's a cream sauce. And I'll tell you why. The butter, when you're melting it, you've got still a little bit of water in there. And you add your flour to it, you're cooking it out. Unless you cook the roux for quite a long time, you're going to have still some water left in there. And this is kind of where your lumps will come from in your sauces, if you see them. And it's a good idea to always strain sauces before you add your garnish or your herbs at the end, just to make sure. You know, we're not all perfect. Sometimes you get a little flour dumpling in there. If you use clarified butter, on the other hand, it does not have any of the water or milk solids in it. You can bring it to a fairly high temperature. That's why we use it for sautéing. As I said, clarified butter most people don't have on hand at home. I think canola oil would be a fine substitute for roux. In fact, with Cajun or Creole, you know, the Cajun cooking, the roux is use oil because you have to bring it to a fairly high temperature, make the brown and the very dark roux that is the base of some of the sauces down there. Clarifying butter, a couple of ways to do it. You can melt it over very, very low heat. You don't want it to boil. If you boil it, even, you know, it'll go through this stage where the kind of clear yellow liquid separates from the white. But then if you boil it, it's going to re-emulsify. We'll go talk about an emulsified sauce a little bit later. A couple of variations with just using butter you can use. I found in the microwave is good. Again, don't boil it, but let it melt. And especially if you do this ahead of time, once you see that the liquid, the liquid gold, we call it, is separated from the white, you use a glass container. We put it in the refrigerator and let it cool down. And what's left is the butter fat is going to get nice and firm. You'll be able to actually just use a knife and ease it out of there. And then what's left is the whey solids and water. You just pour that off. And in fact, even to get it nice and clean, you can actually take this hard chunk of butter fat and rinse it off with cold water if there's anything stuck to it. Now you've got nice clarified butter. In Indian cuisine, ghee is a similar product, basically clarified butter. Although I think if there's this cooked, it's got a little bit more, it could have a little more nutty flavor to it. So the clarified butter, you've got this pure butter fat. And I know, you know, some people, it doesn't have quite the taste of whole butter. But truthfully, if you're using butter for a roux, I like it better. And even for sautéing especially, you need clarified butter or oil so you get that. It's got a higher smoke point so you can brown your food a little bit better. If you try to sauté in whole butter, it's okay. I like seafood and chicken sometimes done like that, especially if I'm not flouring it, because that butter, as it melts and then the solids start to brown a little bit, actually has a nice, pleasant nuttiness. Sometimes that's desirable. So we have our fat and flour, and if you're making a roux, you cook it for a little bit. Low heat, you don't want it to get too brown for a white sauce. And then you add your milk, and it can be cold. It used to be A lot of times you would scald the milk first, get it up to temperature. But the cold milk is fine. When I'm making sauces with roux, I usually do it a third at a time. I'll put a third of the liquid in, whisk it, make sure it's nice and smooth. Then the second third, bring that to where it just starts to bubble, and then add the rest. Seasoning, very simple. For bechamel, a little salt and pepper. And we like to grate a little nutmeg in ours. Another thing you could do also, if you want to scald the milk, is put a little piece of onion in there. And some chefs even put will brown the onion first and let it steep in the milk and get a little bit of onion flavor in there if you're using it for a savory application. Nice thing about bechamel, you've got the nutmeg. We use it, again, for cream spinach, so the nutmeg kind of helps flavor that. But not too much. You don't want it to taste like a dessert, but that little hint of nutmeg in there helps. Through the distant clouds of tea. Now, if you're using the Bermani, you want to cook this sauce, simmer it slowly for a few minutes to get the raw taste of the flour out. If you're using the roux, you've cooked the flour taste out. You don't have to really simmer it as long, and you'll know you taste it, and you want to feel that it should be thick, should be smooth. If for some reason there's lumps in there, of course pass it through a fine strainer. And if you're going to store it for a little bit off to the side, here's where butter comes in handy again. We used to take a little pat of butter and kind of let it melt over the top of the sauce, so that skin, that protein, when you boil the milk, the milk protein will kind of give you a little skin on the top. Just, you've probably seen it with puddings and custards, things like that. A little butter smeared on the top there kind of helps that. And then, you just stir it back in. Just makes the sauce that much richer. Now, this white sauce or bechamel, of course, with macaroni and cheese, everybody starts with one of these white sauces. We kind of don't do that at Jake's. We use heavy cream with a pinch of cayenne. The recipe I saw, I don't know how many years ago in the New York Times, just genius. It's macaroni and cheese. We have some shredded cheese. We use a good Cabot's cheddar, a little bit of American, because the processed cheese has a couple of stabilizers in there. Natural components. It's not unnatural. It's not chemical, but it helps keep the cheese from curdling up. We put our pasta in with the hot cream, melt some of the cheese in there until it's nice and cheesy, then in the casserole, and more grated cheese on top. We don't even put the breadcrumbs. We just brulee the shredded cheese on top. But if you're making a big batch, sometimes the bechamel is easier. So you have your base sauce here, your white sauce. You can make a cheese sauce. If you have a little poaching liquid or cooking juices from whether it's chicken or fish especially, add those juices in there. You could add some white wine. I'd like to reduce the wine first before I put it in to get rid of some of the raw taste. But you'll find with a white sauce, it's good if sometimes vegetables, getting kids to eat the vegetables. Sometimes you could melt some Velveeta over the top, I guess, but make a nice white sauce. Creamed vegetables, they say with fish, poultry, pork, any of the lighter meats. You can add herbs, other seasonings to it, or just keep a little bit, use it to enrich a pan sauce. A little tablespoon or so of bechamel in there. It's got a little bit of thickener, that little bit of richness to it. And it's not quite as caloric as just reducing heavy cream or using pure butter. We've got a break for news at this half hour here. And we're going to do, what are we going to do? Oh, something quick with butter. Asparagus stew, some seasoned butter, and, a white butter sauce. If you're a fan of hollandaise but don't want it as rich without the eggs, we can teach you a basic butter sauce that was actually not one of the classical sauces. It was more of a home sauce. You don't really need any stock or broth for it, but can be varied, very good, especially with seafood. We'll be back at the table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Heard multiple gunshots.
Police say there were multiple casualties in an Orlando workplace shooting incident earlier this morning. This man was working nearby.
It sounded like it was more of a high-powered rifle.
The shooting reported at about 8 a.m. local time in an industrial park. The Orange County Sheriff saying there are multiple casualties. The situation's contained, but he was unable to provide further details yet. Again, this is going on in Orlando, Florida. It seems to be centered at Gerber Collision and Glass Center and a nearby business called Fiamma Incorporated. In London, investigators say they know who killed seven people, injuring dozens more in Saturday's London Bridge terror attack, but they won't release the names until they're sure the information will not compromise their investigation. 14 people have been detained for questioning. This is USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's table at 100andchamberradio.com. All right, something seasonal, something very simple. Call it asparagus stew, right? Doesn't that sound romantic? Asparagus stew. And actually, you could call it braised asparagus. Think of it in the spring. Simple, showing the emulsifying properties of butter. Temporary emulsions can form when your fat-to-liquid ratio is at about half and half. You can bring it to a boil and get a temporary, nice, creamy sauce. Oftentimes, our favorite at Jake's, Francais, or many Italian restaurants, chicken Francais, veal, fish. It's a nice white wine and lemon sauce. When you deglaze the pan, you've got your acid from the wine and the lemon. It cooks down a little bit, and you swirl in some whole butter. Gives this nice creamy appearance of a sauce without any thickener. Mayonnaise is an emulsion. Hollandaise is an emulsion. You're trying to get two unlike substances to kind of come together, and there's many ways to do that. So asparagus, a couple of dozen asparagus spears, medium size. It doesn't have to be the big fat ones. We like to do is where the thick end naturally breaks off is where we'll do that. You can peel the asparagus. If you do that, you may get a little bit more yield, maybe a little further down when you peel it. Not really up as far as the tips are, but maybe about, you know, half to two-thirds of the spear. Makes it nice and tender. If you don't want to peel it, that's fine. We just break it where it naturally breaks. Now, we'll slice them on the bias to look like penne, like little pencil points, about an inch or so. Each piece, and with this you'll have a skillet with a lid. You need about a third of a cup of water, half teaspoon of salt, and have on hand half a stick of sweet butter, unsalted butter. Just have that on the side, and about a quarter cup of chopped parsley. So with the asparagus, you're going to have these pieces in with the water and the salt. And you're going to cook them for a few minutes till they're, you want them a little crisp tender. You can cover the pan if you want, not too long though, because sometimes the vegetables don't maintain their nice green color with when they're cooked covered. But you're just going to get these boiled, add the butter and the parsley, and you're going to just boil this until you'll get a temporary emulsion, thick sauce. Not real, real thick. You'll be able to see through it, but it'll cling to the asparagus. Nice, quick dish to do. I mean, you could probably do it with green beans. I know I've done it with carrots. Even carrots, you could add a little sugar and kind of glaze them a little bit. But when you have that little bit of water and the fat from the butter together, and a little bit of probably the acid that comes off the vegetables there, you can come to a nice light sauce. Seasoned butter is another option. Now we'll use that. We're doing a spring pea medley now. We have sugar snap peas and snow peas, and then some regular green peas, which could be frozen. A maitre d' hotel butter, you got about a half pound of unsalted butter, a juice of half a lemon, 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley, a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of white pepper. You have the butter soft, you blend this in. Now the lemon juice is going to take a little work. Again, it's liquid, not fat. You'll blend that in with the soft butter, and then you can roll it into, a lot of times with some wax paper or deli paper, we'll roll it into a log and chill it. And then you can simply slice off little coins for seasoning meats or vegetables or fish. So we'll do a lemon pepper one. Now, you can do it a couple of different ways. You could use lemon juice, and we'll use black pepper. And then I add a little Worcestershire sauce, just for a little kicker there, the little anchovy extract. Works well with the lemon pepper. When we're doing the vegetables, it could be a little water. Actually, we use chicken broth, because that's, for me, that's kind of liquid salt, and a little pat of that butter, and just boil it up in a pan. And again, you can if you boil it to the right proportions, you'll get that nice little viscosity to it that coats the vegetables. But the lemon and pepper and these nice fresh snap peas and snow peas, which don't take much cooking, I mean, they're good raw, so you really don't have to cook them that long. A nice couple of seasonal vegetables there. Again, using butter, but in small amounts. Now, seasoned butter is something that helps you with your quick pan cooking, let's say. You can flavor those butters any way you want. If you want to make a tarragon butter, if you want to make a dill butter, a basil. We've done, sun-dried tomato and basil butter that we would slip under the skin of chicken breasts when we roast them. Another use for these compound butters, we call them, or seasoned butters. It's something to have in your arsenal. You can freeze them also, but wrapped well, they'll keep their butter. They'll keep very well, unless you put some raw vegetables or something in there. They'll keep for quite a while. And when you're cooking something in a pan, you have a little bit of liquid in there, a little broth, or if you have even your bechamel or a little cream, and just whisk in some of that butter. We've made lobster butter from, you take the coral and the tamale, the kind of the innards there, and blend those. And if there's any roe, if you get a female lobster, the cooked roe in there, make a little seafood butter. Another way to do that, instead of making stock, is to take, if you have lobster or shrimp shells, is take some whole butter and some water and let these simmer for about 45 minutes over low heat. You don't want it to overboil. You don't want it to boil over. And then you'll strain that. Now there's going to be some liquid in there, and you've got, of course, your butter fat. What we'll do with that is put it in a steel bowl over ice and start stirring it together. And what we'll do is re-emulsify that as the butter and liquid cool down. and you're mixing them together, it will form back into a nice flavored butter. Very concentrated. And sometimes instead of having broths or stocks on hand, it's easier just to store a seasoned butter to help you with your recipes. Now our white butter sauce, the beurre blanc, or if you're using white wine for this, if you used red wine, you could have a beurre rouge for red meats. Again, you don't need stocks or broths for this, and you don't need any, there's no starches in it, so if you want to, if you're doing gluten-free or trying to, I mean, not that it's not rich and fatty, but you don't have to worry about starches. Use a stainless steel pot for this saucepan, no aluminum. Aluminum's a little bit porous, and with the acidity of the wine, you know, it'll kind of discolor. Plus, you're going to whisk this, and it'll discolor the sauce, so stainless steel is the best way to go. So we'll start with some white wine. Maybe, you know, a cup of white wine and a half, a little bit of water. And also a tablespoon of white wine vinegar. About a third of a cup of sliced shallots. You don't have to mince them, just slice them, because we're just going to use this to flavor the liquid and then strain it afterwards. So you take this wine, water, vinegar combination with the shallots and let it cook down. It's going to be 20, 25 minutes. You want the shallots to be fully cooked. You want the liquid to be down by about a third, two-thirds rather. You want to end up with about a third of a cup of liquid. If you reduce it too far, just add a little bit of water back to it. You're going to strain it and press the shallots so you get some of the juice out of the shallots. You'll have a half teaspoon of white pepper and three-quarter teaspoon of salt. Now you have this liquid, put it back in the pot, add 2 tablespoons of heavy cream, and you're going to warm this gently. The cream's going to help stabilize this sauce. So now you have a couple of sticks of unsalted butter. It can be soft. You don't want it melted. You want it soft, whole butter. And you're going to start whisking this butter in a little bit at a time, maybe a few tablespoons at a time, over low heat. You don't want it to break. If you heat this sauce too much, it will break, which means it'll separate. If that happens, a little bit of cold water whisked in off the heat will bring it back together. Again, your proportions, if they get out of whack there, then the sauce will break. This is kind of like a hollandaise, same kind of procedure, but we're not using the egg yolks. So in that respect, it's probably a little bit less caloric. We like the wine. Again, a good dry white wine. You've got acid from the wine and from the shallots help kind of stabilizes the emulsion. So this white butter sauce, now, once it's made, again, this is a good base for other sauces. You can flavor that. We've done, worked in one restaurant, and every day we have grilled food. You don't have any pan juices, pan drippings with which to make a sauce. This butter sauce really works for that. We can flavor it with herbs. Again, I've done chives, even diced tomato and scallions added in after the butter is made, a nice tomato scallion butter. You can take it kind of anywhere you want, but using the white wine, making a beurre blanc, of course, it works well with your pork and dairy and seafood especially. Hard to make a sauce for seafood, but this little bit, and you don't need to put a lot on the food either. You don't need to lay it over like turkey gravy on Thanksgiving. That's a whole different thing. The beurre blanc is just meant to accent, especially, we like to take lean foods and kind of enrich them a little bit. But very good for grilled fish. If you're grilling in the summertime, have this beurre blanc. It needs to be kept warm. You can refrigerate it and bring it back. Again, if it separates, a little bit of cold water and whisk it together, and you've got your sauce back there. We're up against the quarter hour for break. We're going to come back and wrap up our dairy here and then maybe look at a couple of strategies for weekday dinners. I had a couple of questions people asked me this last week. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back at the table here, back at Chef Bill's table, wrapping up Dairy Month. So, a couple of simple ideas, things we sometimes, oh, we always have butter and milk, but things we can do with them to enhance your repertoire, right? Remember, it's about proportions, and if you have a couple of these things in your arsenals or your toolbox, as we say, you'll never be caught short. So weekday dinner, so a couple of people, you know, especially, you know, young moms, they, you know, kids, you know, they're not really toddlers anymore. They're getting, I want to cook something different. You know, kids, you know, they like a lot of things, but I don't want to keep doing the same old thing. You do get caught into routine, and after all, we are creatures of habit. And if you take, after feeding people for decades, I see patterns, and you see people, you know, our varieties probably, you know, in the course of 3 weeks, and cycle menus work this way. Every 3 weeks, you're going to repeat the same thing. But, you know, I mean, for us, say, well, Friday was meatless, so it was either something with fish or it was vegetarian, macaroni and cheese or something like that. And the Sunday might always be a roast. You know, there are traditions. Some families do, you know, a Sunday dinner is the same way. I bounced between two or three favorites for the kids. But you do find yourself in this rut of, well, you know, I'll just put some chicken nuggets in the oven and this and that. And I don't know. The trouble is our protein choices are not that varied anymore. We've kind of gotten ourselves into just, all right, we got beef, chicken, pork. People are shying away from veal. Lamb is kind of expensive. If you get into seafood, you've got more variety, but how many people, you know, do you eat seafood on a regular basis? It's probably a good idea to do so, but and very quick to cook. I love cooking fish. You don't have to, you know, in the restaurant, you never get behind cooking fish. Nothing takes more than a couple, 2 or 3 minutes, especially on the grill or in a pan. Maybe salmon, something like lobster, takes a little longer, but most of your fillets are very, very quick. So, but we end up finding ourselves short on time. Now that we've solved the meal in 30 minutes, of course, we can, many, many recipes out there that we can prepare in 30 minutes or less, but it's the shopping, getting everything together that make it a little bit difficult. That's a time consuming. That's where planning comes in, or having something that you what I call engineering or planning your leftovers. If you're doing a roast chicken on Sunday, throw an extra chicken in the oven. The oven's on anyway. It's not going to take any longer. Now you've got chicken meat that you could turn into almost anything, whether it's a soup, a salad, a casserole, a pasta dish, and you know how to make a sauce. It's a no-brainer. Or if I had if I'm baking potatoes, I'll bake some extra potatoes because cooked potatoes on hand, you can always make some home fries. You can shred them. You can slice them, dice them into things. You know, it's one of those things where you kind of plan on a little bit overproduction when you have the time to save you for when you don't have the time. But basically, proteins, doing quick, we're going to work probably on the stovetop. Not everybody's going to fire the oven up on a weeknight, especially if everybody's getting home a little bit, at the same time. So you want to have vegetables. This is where these meal kits kind of come in, that made a hit with a lot of people that get delivered. Everything is measured, and you just have to chop a few vegetables and put things together, and you're done. And I find the simplest, really, for weeknight meals, you have some protein. Or you can vary the diet a lot is with vegetables and grains. There's many things out there. I know as growing up, we always had, after a while you see some of the same vegetables, but there was a good variety out there, and you learn to like it. You had your meat and potatoes, and they're there, and all right, it smells good, looks good, I'll try that. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but your grains now, besides just, pasta or boiling up, so there's many kinds of rice out there. Risotto's great. A pilaf is nice. You can do that on the stovetop. If you want another, starches, sweet potatoes, very easily done. But you're going to have your protein. Probably the best thing to do is have it cut into small pieces. So if you're having chicken, cut the breast into cubes. If you have pork, nice and lean pork tenderloins, very good, very, very lean. Not a whole lot of preparation on that. You have to take off some silver skin. The beef is a little bit harder because you got to buy, if you're doing quick, you've got to buy a good tender cut. Or simply work with the knife, cut into thin julienne. I know I do many quick dinners like this to have some julienne, even pork loin. Julienne meaning cut into thin strips. Now we get along that line of a stir fry, but truthfully that cooking is fast and it's easy, and it doesn't have to be in a wok. It doesn't have to be Asian flavored, although those flavors are great, but just the technique of taking some of your protein base, have an idea of what kind of sauce. There are many sauces out there. You can make your own sauces, or there's many that you can purchase. Just look on the ingredient list, and the shortest ingredient list is usually the best. And look for hidden sugars and salts and things like that. That's where, and sometimes we kind of overuse those things. If they're very concentrated, add a little bit of water. It doesn't have to be using a whole jar of something, even if you're prone to making your own stock, let it reduce a little bit so it's concentrated. It's easier to store that way. If you want to if you're making up a batch of gravy for a Sunday roast, make a little extra sauce, a little extra stock in there. Stretch it out a little bit. Favorite, of course, when one girl asked me, I don't know what to make. I said, well, what about lasagna? She wanted to do something on a Sunday. And to me, Sunday, having a nice Italian platter or feast on a Sunday is a great way to spend it. I don't care what time of year. You put a pot of nice sauce on the stove, and then whether you're doing lasagna or eggplant parmesan, some pasta, stuffed pastas, very easy to buy a lot of nice pasta products right now. You don't have to do a homemade ravioli if that's not your forte. Just find a nice source. There's many, many good things out there. So at any rate, again, recipes, there's probably, look at recipes for ideas, maybe for flavor combinations, but kind of you get your own technique. It's again, brown the protein, saute the vegetables, finish the sauce, put the protein back in, and again it's more like one pot meals to finish cooking the protein, and you're done. And again, some grain, couscous, very simple. Not the Israeli, the semolina couscous, something that reconstitutes very easily just with hot broth or hot water. And you let it sit, fluff it, and it's ready. But all your grains, things like that, nothing takes more than, you know, 20, 25 minutes, even if you're cooking rice from scratch, half an hour. You know, it's not long. But that gives you a balanced meal. Have some vegetables introduced in there. Your sauces can vary. Some of, you know, expand your horizons. Try some different combinations or from different ethnicities. There's so many things out there and fairly decent products, too. Also, some of these sauces or ingredients you can keep in your dry pantry. They don't have to be refrigerated until they're open. And, you know, you find the few that you like and go with it. But you should be able to, using that formula, just for weeknights especially, when you're not spending a lot of time or don't have a lot of time to spend. But instead of the same old, you know, something thrown in the oven or throwing something in the microwave, that's for your extreme emergencies there. You know, save that for, or if you have to order out. But cooking puts aromas in the house, whets the appetite, even if it's something that somebody, you know, they've never had before, but you smell something cooking, you get hungry, I don't care. So you're going to pretty much be, you know, a quick saute or a stir fry. Now, with chicken breasts, one of my favorite techniques, boneless, skinless, of course, I don't flatten them or do any butchering to them. In fact, if they're on the larger side, it's fine. I do them, again, I would do it in butter, or you could use oil. But I don't flour them. I just kind of slowly pan roast them on top of the stove. So it could be a little deeper skillet. And I'll put the lid so it's not really covered, so it's not steaming them. They're just cooking slowly. And I won't cook the chicken all the way through. Set it aside. I'll make a sauce. When the chicken cools off, slice it. It might be a little bit pink, but we're going to return it to the sauce and bring it to a simmer. That's going to finish cooking the chicken. You get a better yield out of it, very tender. You can use the knife to slice it across the grain. Way to keep chicken breast from really drying out. We're at the top of the hour here, and we have to move on. Got to make room for the news and whatever comes after. So enjoy your day. Try to cook. Use your dairy if you like dairy. It's a good month to celebrate it, June. Prices are good right now. And we've got to help the farmers. We've got to eat more cheese, right? Drink more milk. We're producing too much. But it's always good out there. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week with Pete with the cayenne pepper. A little spice next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Heard multiple gunshots.
Police say there were multiple casualties in an Orlando workplace shooting incident earlier this morning. This man was working nearby.
It sounded like it was more of a high-powered rifle.
The shooting reported at about 8 a.m. local time in an industrial park. The Orange County Sheriff saying there are multiple casualties. The situation's contained, but he was unable to provide further details yet. Again, this is going on in Orlando, Florida. It seems to be centered at Gerber Collision and Glass Center and a nearby business called Fiamma Incorporated. In London, investigators say they know who killed seven people, injuring dozens more in Saturday's London Bridge terror attack, but they won't release the name.